reposition. Next week we can begin the sugya of Hamekadosh Bemilveh. And that itself is a beautiful sugya, and it shifts away from a mirror onto the kesef part of the kinyan. Let's go weiter in the sugya today, Vavmad Aleph. And as we said, we're still within the sugya of Amira. And Mirat Hashem, tomorrow maybe we'll be able to pull all the different parts of the sugya together and organize it. Okay, so now, Vavmad Aleph, Tana Rabbonon, Hare At Ishti. So it sounds good. He's doing the Amira, right? And Hare At Ishti, so it sounds like it satisfies all the requirements of Kiyikach, correct? Hare At Arusasi, Hare At Kinuyoli, Mekudeshes. Those three Lishonos are all good. Hare At Shalim, Hare At Rishusi, Hare At Zekukoli, Mekudeshes. Also good. The Gemara says, V'lisninu Kulik Echada. So if they're all good, why are we doing groups of three? Tana Tlos Tlos Shaminu V'Gaisinu. The Tana thought that it works better with three and three. Pashas, it means just for a mnemonic device. It's easier to remember them. It could be that there is a difference between the first group and the second group. Let's hold on. We'll go a little bit right and we'll come back. Iboyeluhu. Now we have the following questions. Miyuchedesli mahu. Miyuedesli mahu. Ezrosi mahu. Negdosi mahu. He's getting biblical, right? He's a kenegda. Mahu. Atzurosi mahu. Tzilosi. With atzurosi. Tzurosi means that you'll be gathered into me. Tzilosi goes back to the tzela, the extra rib. Skurosi, also, v'yizgabada. Tachti, all these are all lishonos from the Bri of Chava. Tifusosi, l'kuchosi, mahu. These are all questions. The Gemara says, pshot miyachada. One we can figure out. The Tanya, ha'imer l'kuchosi, ha'beze mekudeshes, mishum shenemer, kikach ishisha. All right, that we can figure out. That's good. Everything else remains a kasha. Iboilu charufosi mahu. What about the lashon of charufosi? Toshma, the Tanya, ha'emer charufosi mikudeshes. It is a good lashon. Shekein biYehuda karen larusa charufa. That was the language in. That was the term they used in southern Israel in Beishevet Yehuda. So the Gemara says. The Gemara says, V'chi V'Yehuda Habiruba, the Oman. Yehuda is all of a sudden been Kedeya, the Lushan from for every for Klal Yisrael. So the Chayr Roiv should be to determine. Hachi Kamar. Ha'omer charufosi mekudeshes shenemar v'yishivcha necherefes l'ish. Right? What's v'yishivcha necherefes l'ish? So Rashi points out the parsha in Kedosha. V'ish ki yishka v'isha shichva zera v'yishivcha necherefes l'ish. V'hofte loy nifdosa. V'chuv shalinitan lo. Bikaris tia lo yumsu ki lo yichu pasha. But this is one of the sources of the Yisur of Eishes Ish. Ki ish ki yishka v'is isha shichva zera. And if she's a pnuya, that wouldn't be a problem. I mean, it wouldn't be a good thing. But if you beat lasei, that'd be kikachish. Fine. But she's a shivcha nechrefes lish. So the pashtus means. She is a shivcha who is somehow connected to somebody, right? So she is a shivcha kananis. The chayra shivcha kananis is allowed to marry an eved, but a shivcha kananis is still until she becomes free. When she comes free, every eved kanani when they become free, they become fully Jewish. But a shivcha kananis and eved kanani, while they are avod and mishvachos, so they are chayiv and mikzas mitzvahs. So they have mikzas kedushas Yisrael. So, but they're not they're not geirim gemurim, not geirim tzedek. They're somewhere in between. So with respect to the din of ishus, she's a goy, right? So shvihi shivcha necharef eslish. So she's now in the gray zone of life, right? She's not a goy. If she's a goy, so there would also be some iser, but it would not even rise the question of getting malchus or of getting a chiyuv misa. So, but she's not, she's somewhere in between being a goy and being Jewish. Right? So maybe she's a, candidate for eshes ish, but she's also not married. She's a nechref eslish. She's connected to a husband. She is not redeemed. She's not redeemed. I mean, she has not been nifted with money. She hasn't been redeemed in any of the velikishtar. So bikoyres tia, Chazal should come down. The basis should come down very hard on them. They should be a strong censure. Strong censure. Gemara says that means malchus. Bikoyres tia lo yumsa, but no chiyuv misa. Why no chiyuv misa? Because she's not free. So what is this part? What is this supposed to be talking about? If she would be free, the chiyuv misa. Right, so the pasha, if she would be free, she'd be entirely Jewish, and she would be married to this this ish. So then it would be eshes ish and b'chayiv misa. So this is one of the makaris for the ish of eshes ish b'chayiv misa. All right, ki lo yichul pasha. If she would be free, so she'd be a ger aesthetic, and she'd be married. So now, given that, so what has happened over here? What is Vishivcha Nechrefes Lish? Whatever Nechrefes Lish is, if she'd be free, she'd be an Arusa. So Nechrefes Lish means that a Jewish man gave her Kiddushin. Alright? So a Jewish man gave her Kiddushin, but if she's a Shivcha, it's Anchal. So she doesn't have Kiddushin. So she doesn't have Kiddushin, she's a non-Jewish Pnuya. So, what's the big karisiyah of La Yumusu, ki Lechu Pasha? La Yumusu, because she's a Pnuya, not ki Lechu Pasha. Right, so that's what the Gemara and the Rishonim discuss. The Ramban's understanding, and he thinks this is the Pasha's Akra, and that the Gemara's approach is the Drosh, the Ramban's understanding is that a Jew gave this Shivcha Kiddushin, but it was Kiddushin not for the purpose of being married because she's a Shivcha. It was a Kiddushin for the purpose of being his Lisham Show. Right? So I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it means to be his Shivcha. He gave her Kiddushin for Shivcha, or with the Ramban thinks there's something more going on over there, I don't know, but the point is that there's an unusual usage of kiddushin, which has some significance. Not enough significance that they're married, she's not an ishes ish, but enough significance that when a person violated this woman, he is chayiv malchus, and the Torah says you're getting malchus. And you're lucky, because if she would be freed, then his kiddushin would be a good kiddushin. She'd be an eshes ish. So Ramban says I'm not sure exactly what it's. It's a kind of pilegish situation, right? With his kiddushin, there isn't the full sense of marriage. Right. On the other hand, it's something like a something in between a shivcha and a pilegish. That's what Ramban says. That's what he thinks what's going on in this pasuk.
The
was that?
The Baal gave
it to her? According to Ramban, yeah. Well, according to Ramban, I don't know if it's the original Baal or a second Baal. I don't know. I don't know if the Odin who bought her initially, or if he sold her. I don't know. But it is an Odin, correct. It is an Odin, correct. All right, so that's the Ramban. It's a mechudish approach, but it's very, very important for us, because it shows that there is a concept of using Erisin Shaloi Kedin, and that it has some impact, that the Erisin that was used over here, according to Ramban, the Erisin was enough to create some connection such that the Torah says Chayiv Malkus. Alright? Now the Rashi quotes the Gemara's Jerusha in Masechet Zgin, that what's happening over here is that this is a Chatsi Shivcha Chatsi Ben Chayrin. V'hofter Lein Evdosa, it doesn't say V'loi Nevdosa, V'hofter Lein Evdosa. She was a little bit behofteh, she was a little bit redeemed, but lay nifdasa, not entirely redeemed. Like nake lay nake. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes nekama, but not full nekama. Meaning, it's rahmanis adin. So behofteh lay nifdasa. That she was hofteh, but not entirely. A chuf shlanitala, are not entirely free. So what happened over her? She was a chatsi shivcha chatsi ben chayrin. That the Odin said, you've been such a great shivcha, I'm giving you on Sundays and Wednesdays and Fridays, do what you want, mall, shopping, whatever you want, give me an allowance. But on Shabbosos and Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, you're a shivcha, right? Probably you want on Sundays and Fridays, but so now this woman is entirely in limbo, right? Can she get married? Can't get married because kiddushin is chal on the entire person. Kedushin cannot be chal on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Right? To the on the other hand, she's not entirely a shivcha. Right? So an Eved Ivri is mutter to shivcha, but an Eved Ivri has to do kiddushin with the ben baschoren. So there, that's when the Gemara says that if a Odin does that, he's mechuyev to free her entirely. Right, but until we get to that point, ish ki yishka v'sisha shichva zera v'shivcha nechrefes liish, and she is a chatzi ben a chatzi shivcha chatzi baschayrin. So then the Torah is pointing out to us that kiddushin is not chal lechatzon. So kiddushin was not chal. So memela, if she's violated, someone has bia with her, she's not an eishes ish. But on the other hand, she is, let's say an Eved Ivri would have bia with her. So an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shivcha, but has to have Kiddushin with the Baschoren. But the Baschoren, the Kiddushin wasn't Chal. So, Bikoris Tia, Basin gets involved. That means both giving Malchus and probably forcing the other to free her. But Layumusuki Le Chufasha, if she would be Chufasha, if she'd be entirely free, yeah, then she'd be a Mekudesh. Alright, so that's this pasuk. So now the Gemara says, if a guy goes over to a woman, and for whatever reason, he decided to say, Hariat Charufasi, Ha'omer Charufasi, Mekudeshes. But the Gemara began by saying, Ha'omer Charufasi, Mekudesh, Shekain, Behuda, Karin, Larusa, Charufa. So Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense. To say that all of Klal Yisrael should adopt the Lashon of Yehuda. So the Gemara says that the Pshat is Shenemar v'shivcha nechrefes le'ish. So nechrefes le'ish, according to Ramban, means he gave her erison. It was an erison that wasn't fully effective because she's a shivcha. According to the Rashi, Pashas of the Drush of the Gemara, she was an Isha Chatsi Shiva Chatsi Ben Chayrin. So now she's totally in limbo because she is she's now has Kiddusha with somebody. What does Kiddusha mean? Kiddusha wasn't fully Chal, but Nechref is Leish because she was. But she had received kiddushin. So since it says that she shivcha nechref es leish, that is another biblical word for kiddushin. It's the biblical word for a kiddushin that's not chal on a shivcha. All right. The Rashi says ein lecha ein b'mikra. V'eina yedei leidim yoin b'mikra. There is no, it's never used out of the Vayis Nechomesh. So now, so our Gemara is saying, so there's a Greek word for words that only appear once. It's a long Greek word. Okay, so this guy has he's one of these biblical scholars. He figures he'll use the one time, the one word that appears in Chumash that means Everson. Hari Achar Rufasi. So the Gemara says, Bekudeshes, it worked. Why should Neymar be Sheikh Nechref's leash? The Od, Beyud, Karin, Arusa, Harufa. So the Gemara says this is a phrase that the Jews use. Behuda v'oylikra. And if somebody comes in, you have a conversation, and you've proven something. And then somebody comes up with a raya. It's a slam dunk proof. And then he brings a raya from left field. So then one of the Jewish reactions, behuda v'oylikra. He's like, who needs your raya? So behuda v'oylikra, I need another raya. Elochi ka'omar. Ha'oymer harufasi b'yehuda mikudeshes. Shekein b'yehuda karam nirusa harufa. Okay, but outside of Yehuda, we would not. Apparently, the maskona is we would not follow this source to say mikudesh. So I said, now that's the sugya on unusual lishono. So now let's just go back to the list that the Gemara gives us. Hariat ishti. Hariat arusas ad kenuyali, that's good. Hariat shali, vishusi and zakukali, also good. Question is there any significant difference between the first list and the second list? And then, how would you define the Iboya? How would you define the Iboya? How would you formulate the question that Gemara is asking? Miuchedes, miuedes, ezrosi, negdosi. All right, so two questions. Number one is there a distinction between the first group and the second? There's no distinction al pidin. And how would you formulate the iboya? Right? Let me ask you, put it in the terms of what Meir asked the other day. Will you marry me? Would that fit into any of these, any list over here?
No.
Would that?
No. He's asking her, will you marry me is a question. This isn't a question.
Oh, no, he says, Hariat, how would you say it? You are married to me.
Maybe.
Okay, you're betrothed to me.
Maybe
or consecrated to me.
Maybe Rabbi's asking the second group, meaning the first group before the Ibarlu and the second one after the Ibarlu?
No, two groups.
Two groups before Ibarlu.
Well, they're all there, whichever. However you want to. It's a short shear. However you want to number this, okay. 1, 2, or 3. No? What would you say? Yoni, go ahead.
Is it possible to say that the first group is more of the shows of actual ishas between the man and wife? Karsasi, ishti. So the second one, just a question of a kinyan, for shusi and like zukuli?
Okay, so the first group is, you're saying, is our halachic terms, right? Our misosi is for sure.
The shows of isha specifically.
Ishti, okay, v'hoyu, right? Ki yikach ish isha, right? Arusa, certainly. And kinuyali, I guess, is no worse than lekuchasi, right? Which the Gemara says later on, ki yikach ish isha.
Okay.
Now, how is that distinguished from shali v'shusi, which is certainly good?
That's like,
that's
like an actual lesson
of
like human, like he's being
conned
or something.
What
do you do,
zukukali?
Like you're both, like you belong to me.
No, but it's less specific, meaning it doesn't explain exactly what's going on, it explains an aspect of it, but it doesn't explain the title, meaning it's saying it could be possibly referring to something else. And this is zukuka for what? It's a little less,
Right, so I'm assuming that Zakuka comes from the, because by Yobim, Zokuk the Yobim means they're not married, means they're on deck to get married, right? That's the Zakukos, right? There. Nuba, would you say, go ahead?
No, I mean, building off Yobim, knowing the Maskana of the Gemara, you could understand it back that the second group.
Second out of three.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. The second group sounds more like Malacha, which is why the Ibayahu comes along and asks, okay, now that you're going to make way for some of these terms that are looser than the first group of terms, what about these terms which even sound more like Malacha?
Okay, so this is the last line. V'hochi kom eboyele. Hanei lishin di kedusha ka'omar, aydilma limlocha ka'omar. So which ones are, so that's the Iboya. Right, the Iboya is, right, the Iboya lehu, the Gemara is going to say, those are all, they have an ambiguity because they could either mean marriage or a job. Connected, all right? The first group, you're saying, clearly mean marriage.
Had it only mentioned the first group, we would have never had the Ibai.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting idea, right? Even you only say. Mm-hmm. Saying that the second group pushes the envelope. We wouldn't have pushed the envelope, we wouldn't have had the next Ibai. Because, for example, Harry, Ad Pershusi, right? We could easily ask the same question, right? Whether that's the Malacha or not. So once the Torah said, once the Chazal said, that Rishusi satisfies a lashon of Kiddushin. Okay, hold on for 1 minute. So let's just finish the sugya. So the Gemara says, B'maya Skina. Alright? This whole sugya. Right? B'maya skinan, Rashi. B'hanach lishni, dekome boyalon. This brisa and this iboya, dekome boyalon. Ihave kedushin oilo. We're wondering, are these lishonos, do they create kedushin? Heichidomi. Ibe she'ein medaber imo koidim lachen al iske kedushin v'chein v'hanach. Lishin de gerishin, shalim medaber iske gitam. If they have not been discussing marriage. So minayoda kolaymar afilo havahanech lishni lashon kedushin hechem ekadsha layoda maika omar la. How do we know? How does she know what he's thinking? Right. Sachmamayatinon ilema. If it's out of the blue, if they were on their, I don't know, second, third date or something, so they are not discussing iske gita v'kidusha, so then v'no yoda maiko omar lo. How is she supposed to know whether they're talking about whether what he means? He says hariat. Hariat is Rossili. Hariat Silasi. Right? He says, you're my rib. Is that a bigger problem than that?
A
Beis
and Beis, it's a very romantic line.
Okay.
It's an
Aveda. That's right, you're my Aveda. Right? So then,
objectification, you know.
So Maya Skinan, Ilay Mushain Midaber Maiski Gidashem, if so, Mino Yoda, Maiko Amala, the Elam Midaber Imal Diski Gidashem. Now look at the Lashon here, because this is very important for our broader Sugya. Af Agab the Loy Omar La Nabi. And if they're schmoozing about Kiddushin, and he gives her a ring, he says nothing. Titnan. Mishnah says, "Haye medaber ima im ishal iske gita v'kidushel v'nosan la gita v'kidushel v'loi pirish." And he doesn't say. He doesn't explain himself. Rabbi Yosi Amar Diyoy. Rishi says, "Diyoy, they're done. Right? They're married." Rabbi Yosi Amar Diyoy. Tzarich lefarish machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Yosi Amar Diyoy. V'nam terech lefarish v'om rav hu namer shvuol halachik rav yaisi and shvuol pasuk rav yaisi. Right? So that's again. So Gemara says halacha lemaisa. We want to know lishonos. Right? So the Gemara says halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. If they were not discussing gittin kiddushin, how could they possibly be married? How could Satan several lishonos? How do we know what she thought he was asking? So what happens if he says, if she says afterward, I knew what he was talking about. Right? I heard about this guy. I'm the third girl he did this to, right? So I knew what he was doing. I knew what he meant. Right? So would that be good? More sounds like wouldn't be good, no? How do we know? If they were not discussing it, mino yoda. So certainly there'd be a problem with Adas. The Rashba's Adas was certainly a problem. Now what happens if so L'chari there's no Adas on it? Would it be a problem that there's no das machn at all? Right? Maika Omar Lo, Hola Yoda. Maika Omar Lo, Shittis Ratzel and Scottish Lo. That's what Rashi's Loshin is. But I'm not sure. Maybe if she says afterward or she tells the Adam hear him saying, Ari Atzelosi, and afterward she says, I knew what was going on. However, the Gemara says that if they were discussing Kiddushin, so we know what he means, we know what she's thinking. Then, without any lashon, they're married. So this is not going to make it worse. Hachamayiskinan, the yohiv lova omer lo bahani lishni. Let's skip a line. No, hachi kame boyle, hani lishni the likidushay ko omer lo, aydilma limlocha kamer lo. Hachamayiskinan. The Yohiv Lava Omar La Bahani Lishni. So were they Osek and not Osek? Halacha Rabbi Yosi. Lolam Adam Yosi Kitovi Kedushel. E the Yohiv Lava Shosik Hachanami. Hachama Eskinon. The Yohiv Lava. So they were Osek and not Osek? They were Osek Vosinian. V'omar lo, and he gives it to her. Bani lishni, v'achi kamen boyalei, hane lishni, likidushi ka'omar lo, aydilma limlocha ka'omar lo. Halchanami. Sorry. The Mekachik Rabbi Yosi. The Minon Mistoma L'shem Kiddushin Nosala. V'hi Kiblosim L'chach. Aval Hashto De Pormish Hanoch Lishni. Im Loshen Kiddushin Hein Niskadsha. Im Loshen Lavo Lasos Melachtoi Hare Gila B'daitoi She'enei Chovetz L'kachar Achshav. Right, so the Gemara is saying, what's the Iboya at the top of the Yomud? He says, Ho you asukim boysinyan. And he says, Haray adishti, for sure married. Ho you asukim boysinyan, and he says, Haray ad prishusi, harazukukali, for sure married. If he says, Haray ad prishusi, and they weren't osik bikidushin, I'm not sure. But I at Rishusi Ashdukukali Mukudeshis. Now the Gemara says, so Yusuk Mesa Inyan, and he says, Hare at Miuedesli. So what does that mean? So if he would have said nothing, they'd be married. But now that he says, Hare at Ezrosi, Hare at Negdosi, I need an Ezer Kenegdai. I don't need to get married. I need a person who'll give me Good advice. Any person will challenge me, right? Like all the drushes. Ezer kenegdei, right? So then, so now he introduced a certain suffer. So again, so coming back to what Yonah is saying, what are the three lashonos now? First lashon is unequivocally marriage, l'chara. Ishti erusasi kenuyili. Right? Second lashon, b'shusi zakuka, shali b'shusi zakuka li. Unequivocally or only in the context of a sukkah vice inyan?
Sounds unequivocally.
Harry at zakukali. You are. Harry at shali. So let's go take one step back. So does the lashon have to be a lashon of halachic import? Does he have to communicate? I want to marry you. We say kedas moishav Yisrael, but does he have to say? I want us to be husband and wife al pi din. Or if he says, will you marry me? and our understanding is marriage means kedas moishav Yisrael. Would that be good enough? Hayat shali. Hayat shali doesn't mean ishas al pi din. So it's one thing. First, will you marry me? So, will you marry me means it's an American term. Or, Harry At, you are married to me, Bitabazo. I was saying before. If you just ask a question, it may not be good. Harry At, married to me. Right? You are married to me with this ring. So, Lechaira, the Gemara is saying that would be good. And if we use our concept of if we bring to the fore our concept of getting married, so we can use a lashon that does not communicate halachic marriage, as long as in our minds we're thinking halachic marriage. Hariat Shali. Hariat Shali is not l'chara. Does that mean that ishus? That's the nakuda over here. Right, so again, three. The two ha'aras. What's the iboyelu? Right? What are the lashonos of iboyelu? How would you characterize those lashonos? Alpidin, they're only a shaila in the context of osik v'osin, right? They're not osik v'osin, what would the din be? Nothing. Right? Nothing. Since they're osik v'osin inyan, so now it raised them to a suffix. But l'chayra, if they were not osik v'osin inyan, so those l'shonos would not even be nivoya. Right? L'chayra, that means now, l'chayra hariad shali, hariad pershusi, hariad zakukali. So is that in the context of a sukkah v'osin inyan, or that freestanding? In other words, l'chora, those lashonos, the Gemara is saying are. Go ahead, we're saying? Go ahead.
The Gemara sounds like it's asking only on the third set.
Of the Iboya.
Right, the asking on the Lema, but that's on the feet, on the heels of Harufa.
In other words, the Heyos, it's Tona Rabbana. Harayet Yishtere Bishusi. Is without asuk vaisinyan, all right? So now, so how would you characterize group one and group two?
They're both.
The what? Is there a difference though? Is there a difference?
There shouldn't be. Pashas and the suyanah. They're both equally valid.
Equally valid. But is there any distinction between the three? The Gemara said they could have all been listed in one group. Al pidin. So nias daiti, I would suggest. There is still a difference. Because Ishti, Arusas, and Kenuyali are halachic terms. Because Kenuyali cannot mean I'm buying you. It's not a shivcha. It's not shayach. And with Apidin, Kenuya cannot mean I'm buying you. So Kenuya can only mean Ishus. the only option that would be halachically valid. Arusasi is certainly halachically, and Ishti is I'm not sure it's probably also a halachic term because we use the lashon of ishus, right? The Gemara said before about that there's no kfil gabi ishus. So ishus is a halachic term. Hari actually is not a halachic term. Brishusi, it could be used, but need not be used. Zukukuli is a halachic term which is entirely invalid in this context. Skula means that you have an option of marrying or getting chalitza. So that's what I'm wondering whether these three terms are saying that we don't need to use halachic terms. We could use the term of marriage. Go ahead.
Maybe we can distinguish, it's not halachic and non-halachic, but halachic means from a set of deoraita versus halachic from a sense of derabanan. I mean, the first three, clearly you can find this in the Torah.
Right.
And then the second three, you can't. But it's clear that
that'd be interesting. You have to look into that. Okay, the possibility. Let's look into it. All right. Now let's just do one more step before we just do, and that's the Rajba that we learned the other day. And this begins to right based on this sugya as we have it right now. We understand the Reb Chaim's kasha, the Torah's advice is kasha, the Torah's gid is kasha, the kasha would be kiveger. Is that l'chayro at this point in the sugya we're saying that hayasugin ba'osi inyan is only a shaila if the chasan manages to derail the conversation. If he wouldn't derail it and introduce a term which might mean malacha shasik, right? So therefore that would seem to indicate that as long as we know that what they're thinking and they know what they're thinking, that's good enough. Correct? And L'chora, the Suyiv Yad, would say Punk for Ker. Right? So Yad means you have to have some kind of Russian. So that these two Sugyas are the Sugyas that Reb Chaim brought to the fore in order to formulate. But we have to go weiter. What I want to do next is, in fact, see in the Rishonim, the Marmakomos I gave you, whether they support Reb Chaim's Malach fully or not. We'll look at one Rashba quickly, and then on the sugya of Nasnu v'Amrihi. So there, Rashba said, "V'im Taimar, Nasnu v'Amrihi." Amai inim mukudeshes gemura, harminu lekamen besamach imedabe imal liske yitav kiddushem and nusnav lei pirish. But basically, amr diyo and be paskin that way. V'tirtzu batosus, right? Question is, nusan uva amri. Nusa, she's doing the asug bais inyan, right? She's providing imedaberes liske yitav kiddushem. So what's the suffix? V'tirtzu batosus is tahacha. So Umra hu Vinas Elahashta hu the Umra lay tenly dinner viskanish and ilacha Veloy Pirish Toloy Umar Iumide Lehashta Veloy Miikra. So one answer is that Nasanu v'Amrihi, there is no, they were not, it's out of the blue. What was the other Mandomar? The Rashba brings a machlokas as to whether the chosan had in nosnu b'amrihi, does the chosan have to say anything at all? All right, so it's the wrong Rashba. Okay, so I'll the next Rashba. Sorry. Good. So leave it for now, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Okay.